tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, a healthful lifestyle is important for everybody. When we look after our physical health, we often feel better too. I don't know if you've noticed that, right? Even your mood changes when your physical health is good. And in fact, you feel fitter, more relaxed, and better able to cope with life as a whole. And there's a lot to know when it comes to healthy living. And that's a focus really for this week. And we're going to be laid out in these discussions this week by our brother and guest, Brother Mpho Phokontsi. Good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome to the Maranatha Drive.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
No,
perfect
doing...
New Year, by the way.
Oh, yes. Happy New Year. Compliments to you, too. We're doing quite well. The Lord is keeping us and hoping that you are doing all right as well.
It is 2024. We thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. You know, it's fascinating. I saw this meme this past weekend. somebody takes a picture of what's supposed to be aliens, right? People from extraterrestrial out there in the universe somewhere. And they are saying, hey, what's happening on Earth? There's so much joy and jubilation. What's with this excitement? No. They're celebrating their planet going around their star. But, oh, okay. And that's it. Yeah, that's all there is. Ow, I told you they were not intelligent, was it? So I don't know, man. I don't know if it is warranted that we get so excited.
Yeah? By the way, it's one of the components that we shall try to recover in happiness. Happiness is one of the components of health. That's why we still exist.
Yeah, we need to have that. We need to have that. So maybe somebody needs to tell these extraterrestrial fellows to say, hey, guys, it's just being excited. Leave us alone, right? Brother Phokontsi, thank you so much for joining us in this week. And really appreciate that, especially on a holiday, right? This is family time. And you're saying we're going to be spending it discussing matters. And I guess of importance to our listeners. We appreciate you, sir.
Indeed, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the invite.
Amen. Let's jump straight into the discussion then. We're looking at healthful living this week. How would we define this concept of healthful living as you introduce the lesson for this week?
I think first and foremost, we need to define what health is in order to know what healthful living is. Because most people think that health is just the absence of disease, but it's more than that.
Okay.
It encompasses more than just the physical health or the physical dimension. Mm-hmm. By definition, in your dictionary, health is actually a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. So it's not just merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Yeah. So the state of health actually includes three-dimensional scheme. So basically it includes our physical organism, social interaction, and our mental state. And each of them play a crucial role in health. So I like it actually when Christ says, love God with all of your heart, your mind, and your heart. Yeah. Basically, love God with all of your physical, love God with all of your mental health, love God with all of your spiritual health, spiritual dimensions. So health by itself encompasses all these three dimensions, spiritual, mental, and physical. Mm-hmm. So by healthful living, basically one will be placing himself in a position of reaching an optimum balanced life of physical, mental, and spiritual.
This optimal balance, my goodness, it sounds like a pipe dream, man, when we consider it from this side of the world. It's like, yo, is this thing even possible, man?
You know, God says in 3 John 2, above all things, through inspiration, of course, John writing through inspiration, he says, above all things, beloved, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So just cutting it down biblically, your soul consists of your mind, your will, and your emotions. So when he says, beloved, above all things, I pray that you may I wish that you may be in health,
Okay.
you know, as thy soul prospers, as thy mind prospers, as
Prospers.
thy spiritual life prospers, you know, your mental health prospers, your physical life prospers. So it's about the quality that we give in all these three facets. The quality of your life and health basically is brought about by the quality of your thinking. That's one thing that most people always miss, of me failing to take care of these three aspects shows of basically the results or the fruit of the quality of my thinking, how poor it may be. So by taking care of these three dimensions positively shows that quality of my thoughts and my thinking are well versed on.
Ooh, Brother
Are you
Pogonza,
there?
we're missing you there, but your line is a bit jumpy. I don't
Oh,
know.
sorry about that.
Yeah, but yeah,
Can you hear me now?
we
Okay,
got you.
cool.
I know it's much more solid now,
Okay,
but we
cool.
got you. And I think
Sure.
it's a fascinating concept to say that this interrelatedness. I think it's quite profound. And I don't know. Maybe one of our listeners might be wondering to say, okay, I hear you're talking about this, but I mean, when you look at health, especially the health sector and public health and so forth, the medical field is currently at its most advanced stages of all lifetime, I would want to say. We've come a long way from leeching and so forth and bloodletting. One might be wondering, but what am I needing to be bothered about being healthy and this balance and healthful living? Is it still necessary today? I mean, surely if I just get sick, I just visit a physician and in a matter of days I'm sorted.
One of God's, I always say that God's will is that is for us not to be healed, but God's will is for us not to be sick. It sounds like an
Yeah, true.
oxymoron
Yeah.
or so. It desires for us not to be sick. To be sick, it's actually the result of what sin has brought forth. Sin, sickness brings pain. Even the managing of disease, the managing of sickness, ills and so forth, it's not ideal. It's not desirous. No one loves to be sick. No one likes to be sick at
True,
all.
true.
I still need to find someone who actually loves to be sick. Even an atheist, doesn't love to be sick. So, sickness does not only affect you as an individual only, but it also affects your next of kin, your family. Often when you are sick or critically sick, people's life, your family, your next of kin, they become worried, they become
True,
anxious, they
true.
become, their lives pause, but not only that, it affects home emotionally, but it also affects financially as well, medical bills. We don't have a desirous public health, publicly, unless you've got the means for the private health, private hospitals, but still there's complaints of the medical cost in case your insurance
Ish.
does not cover some of these
Ish.
costs. So I always say prevention is
Is
actually
better.
better than cure, because it's never guaranteed what the pharmaceuticals offer. It's never guaranteed what hospitals offer or surgical processes offers. In fact, there's more to actually discover from those medical associations. I'm not actually putting a red flag, but all I'm saying, more can be prevented, by actually striving to be healthy. Actually, hence scriptures, Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, if I'm not mistaken, he says, "I beseech you, brethren," like he's begging, by the mercies of the Lord, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, for this is your reasonable service. So he's begging for us to be healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually. He says, this is your reasonable service. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, 20. He further writes that our bodies are are the temple of the living of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, saying that you do not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. So it's very, very important that we honor God even with our bodies, because our bodies, they feed the mind. There's a strong correlation between the body and the mind. You take care of the body, you actually take care of the brain, and the brain sits in the mind. You poorly take care of the body, you're actually poorly taking care of the brain or the mind, you know. So those are some of the aspects that we'll be covering this week on how important the need of taking care of your body. How do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you refrain from disease? How do you refrain from sickness? And it is possible. You know, it's Psalm 67, verse 2. You know, remember Christ says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
The life, yes.
Christ, that's what Christ says in John 17.
Mm-hmm.
And in reading Psalm chapter 67, verse 2, it says that thy way may be known upon the earth. He says, thy way may be known, right? Thy saving health among all nations. So God's way, God's desire is that his saving health may be known unto all nations, because he knows that where there's sickness, there's depression. Where there's sickness, there's anxiety. Emotional sicknesses, you know, and it does away with happiness. More than above anything, God wants us to be joyous in this world. He does not want us to wait for heaven for us to be happy or to be joyous, but he wants to show forth his glory while we are here on this earth, and his manifestation of his glory can be shown by how we interact with each other, by how we interact with each other, by through optimal. I'm thinking, positive thinking, living a purposeful life.
Yeah.
One of the habits of a healthy man, one of the habits of an effective person is health.
And then, you know, when you were mentioning there, I just remembered how they usually say that cliche statement, right? To say, you know, you find a lot of people want to sacrifice their health, thinking wealth is the most important thing in life. But when they acquire the wealth, they quickly realize, no. It was health that was actually the most supreme. And they then spend all that wealth looking for health. I mean, even the scripture tells of that lady, right, who spent fortunes looking for her health and spent money with physicians until she met Christ. And he was the only one able to stay her bleeding. And then I think it's going to be a fascinating week. I can't wait. And maybe as we draw to the close for today's segment, can you touch a bit on the factors that are necessary? Some of the things that we need to be ensuring are in place for us to possess, to pursue, to achieve this healthful living.
You know, I love the Bible as the compass and guide for our life, and it actually gives, it's actually our manual book. You know, you don't buy an equipment and not follow the manual, or a car and not follow the manual of the car of what fuel is actually, you know, ascertain for it to be effective for its longevity, you know. So it's very important, for these bodies are created by God himself, and we need to go back and see and actually, you know, unpack, or okay, what fuel actually is necessary for necessitate my body for effectiveness, right? And by going back to the book of Genesis, God says, let us create man in our own image, you know?
Yeah.
By image, I mean, let us create man who will represent us, who will reflect us optimally. And in creating man, it's like an inventor inventing something, and in inventing something, also lays the laws that will govern this very particular invention, the apparatus itself. So in inventing man, in creating man, he gives specifics, on what will guide man.
Okay.
He says that I've given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of tree yielding seed. So in Genesis chapter 2, God create man from soil, and in Genesis chapter 1, God specifies on what will actually give longevity to man. He says everything that comes from the soil, we come from soil. So the things that will give, optimum health are things that comes from the soil, but not only on the food aspect. In Genesis chapter 2, we also learn that he puts man in the garden and he says that, hey, you must dress this garden. So he gives men work, and that's on itself is exercise, So you find
Wow.
The foods that we eat are very necessary for to reach optimal health. One of the factors, exercise, is one of the optimum factors. We learn up, so it's diet, exercise. We learn the effectiveness of water, very necessary. Man was placed in the garden. He breathes pure air, pureness of air. What goes into our lungs? Our heart feeds from the oxygen that is fed by from the lungs, and supplies all body cells in the body. Pureness of air is very necessary. And we will unpack some of them this
During the
week,
week, yeah.
but those are the most essential, God has given, I'll say the free medication, which are the seven doctors, the new start, which is free, and we'll also notice that actually, people are actually depriving from themselves from things that's supposed to heal them completely. Even the hospitals, often will do hospital visitation, and the windows are like so close, like completely closed, and they are breathing artificial air, but I will not touch much on that. But all I'm saying is that we deprive ourselves from things which are free and should be bringing complete healing than for us to manage chronic diseases, and no one wants to what
So
desires to
true.
manage disease. We need to come to complete healing, and that's the work of Christ. That's what he was doing. He was healing, he was restoring, and God desires for us to be restored back to what he desires for us to be, to live healthy, to reach our purpose in life. Family life also is part of health, how we socially interact with our children, with our spouses. Health plays a very optimum
A
part
role in
in
that.
such.
Oof, we can't wait for the week then. Now it seems like it's going to be quite an exciting one, and we are looking forward to it. Thank you so much for the introduction, and I'm quite sure even the appetites for our listeners have been whetted. We are looking forward to this. Thank you so much, Brother Pokonsi. May God bless you and have yourself a great evening. Until we chat again
Thank you a
tomorrow.
lot. Same to you. God bless you, Charles.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye-bye. That is our brother Paul Pokonsi there talking to us this afternoon as we are looking at the importance of health for living, defining what it is and why it's important and why necessary it is. And he says, no. The Lord says, I have given you these bodies. And many scriptures speak about how we need to take care of it. Present the body. It doesn't say present the spirit. No, present the body as a living sacrifice. And you can't present a sickly one if you're going to be talking about sacrifices.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.